This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India and Mauritius have decided to elevate their partnership to the level of an enhanced strategic partnership. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said on the special occasion of Mauritius National Day, he had the opportunity to meet his Mauritian counterpart, Navin Chandra Ramgoolam. Mr. Modi said during the meeting, both sides discussed the full range of India-Mauritius relations. He mentioned that they explored ways to collaborate in areas such as infrastructure, housing, digital technology, health and more. He further highlighted that both countries aim to expand cooperation in fields like AI, capacity building, sustainable growth. The Prime Minister further expressed gratitude on receiving the highest national award of Mauritius. He dedicated the award to the 140 crore people of India and the centuries-old friendship between both nations.
I express my heartfelt gratitude for being confirmed the highest national award of Mauritius. This is not just my honor. It is the honor of 1.4 billion Indians. It is a tribute to the centuries-old cultural and historical bond of kinship between India and Mauritius.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his two-day state visit to Mauritius and departed for India. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil today reaffirmed the government's commitment to making the river Ganga cleaner and more sustainable through an integrated and technology-driven approach. Chairing the 14th meeting of the Empowered Task Force on Ganga Conservation in New Delhi, Mr. Patil emphasized the need for time-bound execution of projects, strict pollution control measures, and enhanced interministerial coordination. The meeting brought together key stakeholders from various ministries and state governments. Union Minister of State for Jal Shakti Raj Bhushan Chaudhary also attended the meeting. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Amendment Bill 2024 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Oil Fields Regulation and Development Act 1948. It expands the definition of mineral oils, which include naturally occurring hydrocarbons, coal bed methane and shale gas. The legislation clarifies that coal, lignite and helium will not be included in mineral oils. The government has said that 5G services are available in 773 out of 776 districts in the country. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Communications, Vemasani Chandrasekhar, said the government has taken several initiatives for rollout of 5G services in the country. He said 4.69 lakh 5G-based transceiver stations have been installed so far by the telecom service providers. Mr. Shekhar said 5G services have been rolled out in all states and UTs across the country. In Pakistan, security forces have rescued over 150 hostages after militants from the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, hijacked a train carrying more than 400 passengers in Balochistan's Kachi district. So far, 27 militants involved in the hijacking of the Jafar Express have been killed in the security operation. The security forces managed to rescue hostages after a gunfight with the militants. The rescued passengers have been taken to a nearby town where a makeshift hospital has been set up to provide medical assistance. The BLA has denied any casualties on their side and they have claimed to have killed 30 soldiers. Ukraine has backed a US proposal for a 30-day ceasefire and agreed to immediate negotiations with Russia after talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, yesterday. The development comes over 3 years since the conflict between Kiev and Moscow began. After more than 8 hours of negotiations with Ukrainian officials in Jeddah, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Washington will now take the offer to Russia. In addition, the United States also agreed to resume military aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine. In a joint statement, Ukraine and the U.S. said they will conclude as soon as possible a deal securing Washington access to Ukraine's mineral wealth. And with that, we end this news bulletin.